Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's honor and recognize the Rockridge High School competitive cheerleading squad. They're heading to state yet again, and one of their senior team members, a co-captain, has to watch from the sideline. We're talking about Cameron Rowe, who sustained an injury earlier this season. Congratulations on the team going, but fill us in. What happened to you?
I was opening a present on Christmas and cut open my thumb and had to have, I cut through the tendon, so I had to have surgery. And now I just get to cheer on my amazing team.
And that's great that you still are involved in all of that. But tell us how difficult it is for you to have to watch from the sideline and not on the mat. That has to be pretty tough, I think.
It's hard because I know how hard it is, like, being out on the mat and how, like, painful and injuries and, like, pushing through them it can be. But then at the same time, I just miss that pressure and everything because it's a lot of work and pressure, but you never realize how much you love that pressure until you can't do it.
Well, and the one neat thing here, Cameron Rowe, about this competitive cheerleading program, it's a pretty good program. I think, you know, you've been a four-year member, and you got to go to state as a freshman. You got to go to state as a junior, and then back, you know, you're still on the squad. Unfortunately, can't participate, but as a senior, the team's going to IHSA competitive cheerleading state. So why the success for the program? What have been the key ingredients, you think?
Our two coaches. Our head coach has been here for a long time, and she has put her heart and soul into every practice and everything that we've done through the summer. And we have an amazing assistant coach that comes to every practice that she can. And she has a new baby, so she still makes time for us, which is amazing.
And I know the competitive cheerleading sectional, I think, was down in Bartonville at Limestone High School. So you were in the stands watching or on the sidelines watching. What did you think of the performance? I think third place overall at the sectional in the small school division. Rate the performance. What were the keys to it?
It definitely wasn't our best performance, which we had a kind of rough practicing week, which I think might have contributed to not our best performance. But they did really good tumbling, and it looked nice overall, but it definitely wasn't our best performance.
All right, and competitive cheerleading for dummies here. You're talking to Jim Taylor, but over the years I've learned a lot about this sport, right? It's a 3-minute, you get 3 minutes on the clock, right? So can you kind of take us through it? How does it work?
So basically you get 3 minutes and you have to go out on the mat and do you have to jump and then tumbling and then there's stunting and then pyramids and baskets. And then you usually have like a choreographer put it all together. So it, like, flows, and you get judged on everything you do out there, including, like, your facials, how loud you are, and you even get, like, judged on how you move from different places. So it's just a combination of everything that you can think of cheerleaders doing all thrown together.
And the judges, then, in terms of at these competitions, what are there, like, 3, 5? How does that work?
There's usually 3 to 5, and then they all judge based on their opinion, and then the highest score and the lowest score are usually dropped to avoid any, like, favoritism or, like, not favoritism, I guess.
And then the other thing is, and maybe you can elaborate on this, that there's a lot of pressure when you're waiting around, right, to perform, and then you get 3 minutes. Man, the margin is so narrow for a mess up, I think. I mean, can you explain the pressure of getting just 3 minutes, and within those 3 minutes, you better be good, right?
Yeah. Like, you get the 3 minutes, and in other sports, you can call, like, a timeout or whatever, but in cheerleading, you don't get to stop, even if you do fall or even if you roll your ankle, you can't stop, really, unless it's, like, a serious, like, you can't move. So you just have to, like, keep going. And it's really stressful, like, waiting, because you hear all these other teams, like, yelling and everyone cheering for them, but you have no idea, like, what they're doing. And then you just have to sit and wait afterwards to find out, oh, was I good enough or was I not?
There ain't no timeouts in competitive cheerleading. All right. Before we wrap up here, you do receive All-State honors, which is neat, even though you don't get to participate in the IHSA competitive cheerleading finals this weekend down in Bloomington. You did receive some nice recognition from the Illinois Cheerleading Coaches Association. Tell us about that.
Yeah, me and another senior, Zoe Walrath, both got honored on the All-State team, and we both got selected for a scholarship that they only give to 10 people in the state, which is based on your cheerleading abilities and your academics. So we both got those honors, which is super cool.
All right. And, again, congratulations to the Rock Ridge Competitive Cheerleading Squad. They're on to the IHSA Competitive Cheerleading State Finals this weekend down in the Bloomington-Normal area. Well, Cameron Rowe, get better. Hopefully that thumb heals up, and I know you'll be cheering your teammates on this weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.